sort of swept our country about that. John Lott joins us now. You have seen him on Fox News. You've also probably have maybe even read his book. And we'll talk about that now. Welcome, John. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's good to have you back on the show here today. So what is going on in this country right now as we talk about gun control issue? You wrote the book, you've written 8 books, but your book, More Guns, Less Crime, and latest one, Dumbing Down the Courts, too, How Politics Keep the Smartest Judges Off the Bench. But what is going on here?
Right. Well, the president has called again for more gun control after this latest horrific attack. The proposals that he puts forward, though, have to do with these expanded or universal background checks. The sad thing is that in not one of the cases that he's spoken out on during his administration would these laws that he wants to have had any effect on these attacks. And yet there is one common factor across every one of the attacks that he's spoken out on, and that is each and every one has occurred in a place where citizens aren't allowed to have guns for protection, these so-called gun-free zones. And the problem is that not only do they keep occurring there, but we keep on having these statements from these killers about why they picked those targets. They purposely pick these targets where they know people can't defend themselves. Look at the Charleston killer earlier this year. His first target was apparently Charleston College, but he decided against that after he investigated and realized that they had a number of armed security people there. You look at the diary that was released for the Batman movie theater shooter this summer during his trial. And it turns out his first target was supposed to be an airport, but again, he investigated, saw that there was quite a bit of armed security there, and he decided that he would be stopped before he was able to go and kill the people that he wanted to kill.
And then you had the recruiting station.
Right, sure. Yeah. But I'm just saying these are explicit statements by these killers about why they picked a place where people weren't able to defend themselves. You know, you look at the movie theaters. In the Batman movie theater shooting, there were 7 movie theaters within a 20-minute drive of that killer's apartment that were showing the premiere of the Batman movie. Only one of those posted a signs banning permanent concealed handguns. That's the one he went to, not the ones that were closest to his home or the one that advertised itself as having the largest auditoriums in the state of Colorado. He went to the only one where victims weren't able to defend themselves. And it's not just this year. This multiple cases from last year, whether you look at the Santa Barbara killer or even in other countries last year, like Canada, their New Brunswick mass public shooting. These guys, time after time, tell us that why they're picking the places they do. They want to go and get media attention. They're going to commit suicide, but they want people to know that they were here, that they feel unappreciated. And they know that the more people they kill, the more media attention they can get. And so they try to pick and explicitly tell us that they were trying to pick places where they knew somebody wasn't going to be able to stop them quickly so that they could kill as many people as possible.
Dr. John Lott with us again, his book that we've talked to him about before, More Guns, Less Crime. Now, you've also taken a look at where the different presidential candidates stand on this issue. In particular, I know you commented on Fox about where Democrat frontrunner Hillary Clinton, who's in debate with her counterparts coming up this evening in Las Vegas. And I would imagine that subject will come up.
I would be surprised if it didn't. I mean, it was only briefly mentioned during the last Republican debate, but, you know, Hillary Clinton last week came out with 4 proposals. Again, none of them would have affected the Oregon case. She wanted to use executive action in order to try to impose these so-called expanded background checks that the president wants to have. But, you know, I understand the desire to want to do something, but at least try to do something that's going to be related to the crimes that occurred. And the problem is that these additional rules that she wants to have, nobody talks about the costs of these types of things. So, I mean, first of all, You know, you look at these expanded background checks for on private transfers of guns, maybe between a father and a son or
right.
someone like that. You know, in New York, that adds about $80 to the price of obtaining a gun. In Washington State, it adds about $60. In Washington, D.C., it adds about $200 to the price of a gun. And, you know, it may not affect you or I from being able to go and get a gun, but my research shows it's basically poor people, particularly blacks who live in high-crime urban areas, who are the ones who benefit the most from having the option to be able to go and protect themselves when the police can't be there. They're the ones who get priced out of being able to own a gun with these types of taxes that you're effectively putting on it.
Well, we had a case just locally where it was a home invasion, and the homeowner was able to take down one of the home invaders because he was armed.
Right. Well, I mean, it's like every day. I mean, mm-hmm. you find these cases all across the country. They don't get national news coverage, even dramatic cases. I mean, if people go to our website at crimeresearch.org, we have dozens of cases where people have stopped mass public shootings with their permanent concealed handguns, where police, sheriffs, or prosecutors say that if this permit holder hadn't been there to stop these cases, many other people would have died. I mean, you have cases from, like, downtown Chicago a few months ago where an Uber driver had just dropped off a fare, and someone was starting to shoot on a sidewalk in downtown Chicago at other people. The Uber driver, fortunately, had a concealed handgun permit, got out, and was able to wound the attacker there. The state prosecutor said that this guy had literally like 100 rounds of ammunition still on him, and who would have known how many people he would have killed if he hadn't been stopped there. But then only got local news coverage. You know,
the gun control advocates, John, gun control advocates often point to other societies, other countries, and say right. how these countries with which have very little private gun ownership have very little shootings, have very little gun crime.
Well, I mean, well, first of all, it's just false. Again, people can go to our website. We have comparisons across countries with regard to these mass public shootings. We also have comparisons across countries in terms of homicide rates that are there. If you look at these mass public shootings and just compare the United States to Europe, Europe as a whole actually has a mass public shooting rate that's per capita that's fairly similar to ours. There's a number of countries in Europe that have higher rates than we do. The problem with the president's comparisons that he keeps on making is, you know, Germany may have 80 million people, but a lot of countries in Europe may have 4 million or 8 million people or 14 million people, and you just can't compare them without adjusting for population sizes to the United States. I mean, we have 320 million people over that in the United States right now. And so, and if you adjust for population sizes, the United States, in terms of a rate of mass public shootings compared to European countries, ranks ninth. And you have really bad rates in much of Africa and in
right.
Asia. You have a number of them. And so, and if you look at just homicide rates, the United States is below the average. It's well below the median across different countries. And one thing people can see the breakdown, the links to the UN data are there if people want to go and look at the raw data themselves.
All right. Closely. And where do they find your website?
At crimeresearch.org.
crimeresearch.org for Dr. John Lott, and you see the website there. Again, the author of More Guns, Less Crime, and a Fox News analyst as well. And John, we thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
This is Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station.